This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, November 18th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with the author of On Repeat, How Music Plays the Mind. Plus, a report on recent changes for the nonprofit organization Kendrick Venture Hydration for Life. Ruby Brock has his weekly business and political news recap, the latest installment of Arkansongs, and more. But first, the Arkansas Legislative Council on Friday heard details of the agreement reached between the state and three central Arkansas school districts to end desegregation payments. Litigation involving the Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Pulaski County special school districts and the state of Arkansas first began in the early 80s. The deal would send annual payments of around $65 million to the districts for four more years and includes creating a Jacksonville North Pulaski school district and will randomly assign students in magnet programs. However, not everyone is pleased with the terms of the deal. State Representative John Walker also represents the Joshua Interveners, a group advocating on behalf of black students in the case, and he expressed skepticism that the payments will actually achieve the goal of desegregation and that the issues still aren't addressed even now.
The intended beneficiaries of this case were the children, primarily black children of the district, whose educational interests were not being addressed. Those children still do not have the same educational opportunities and outcomes as the children of the majority race.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel emphasized that after more than two decades of ongoing litigation, it was time to end the case for good.
And if we don't have a settlement, my marching orders are to end this money immediately, regardless of the damage it may do. I've never really wanted to do that. I don't think any of you really want me to have to do that.
But the Little Rock School Board must decide on giving its final approval of the settlement with or without support of the Joshua Interveners by midnight Tuesday. Without their support, the case continues in court on December 9th. Officials with the Buffalo National River have released the park's operating plan for the 2014 season. Kevin Clark, public information officer for the Buffalo National River, says among other changes, a few sites are being reopened next year, particularly the launch site at Ponca.
We closed it last year, learned by our mistake. It's going to be open this year. We've changed from the upper Pruitt to lower Pruitt. The restrooms are going to be open there. And we're experimenting at a couple of locations. We're going to leave the restroom facilities open, but we're not going to service them very often during the winter months on the supposition that they're not going to receive very much use. I think one of the big things that visitors are going to experience is an absence of trash and recycling facilities at most of our locations.
Meaning that park officials will be pulling recycling and trash receptacles from various sites. Clark says the move is being made for a couple of reasons.
Number one, to save money, because having that stuff hauled, dealing with it, costs the park a lot of money and a lot of staff time. And we also would really like our visitors to help us out, to give us a hand in the process of taking care of the park and its resources. We'd like our visitors to maybe think before they come, maybe repackage what they're bringing so that when they are done with their visit, they have less stuff, and you know, and try to work with us.
Clark says with declining budgets and increased overhead costs, the Buffalo National River isn't alone, and other national parks are implementing similar belt-tightening measures. Holiday lights are up on the state's capitol, and decorations are being hung on the inside of the building. Renovation work was recently completed on the interior of the capitol's dome, funded by a National Resource Council grant. Guests are invited to see the freshly painted dome as well as the decorations on December 7th for the official holiday lighting ceremony. Spokesman for the Secretary of State, Alex Reed, says there are banners, wreaths, and lights inside.
About 2 weeks ago, they started putting up the exterior lights on the Capitol that will be on all sides of the Capitol. There's about 100,000 lights.
Reed says decorating the Capitol has been a tradition for more than four decades. Visitors can view decorations from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. beginning December 7th. Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are helping support relief efforts in the Philippines following the wake of Typhoon Haiyan. The retail giant and its charitable foundation are committing $1 million to emergency relief efforts in the country. And the retailer has also set up websites for donating to the Red Cross's typhoon relief efforts. The contributions will focus on addressing immediate needs such as food, medical supplies, and health care. Springdale-based Tyson Foods is reporting a record year with its fourth quarter earnings statement this morning. The company posted $8.9 billion in sales on top of $416 million in operating income for the quarter, compared to $8.3 billion in revenue and $354 million of operating income for the same period in 2012. For the year, Tyson posted $34.4 billion in revenue, representing a 4% increase over 2012, while operating income rose about 7% to $1.38 billion in 2013. The Razorback soccer team won its first match ever in the NCAA tournament this weekend. The Razorbacks won 2-1 over Oklahoma State in the first round of the tournament. Arkansas moves on to second round play against St. John's, New York, Friday at Durham, North Carolina. Kickoff is slated for 4 p.m. Central Time. The John Brown University women's soccer team also had a successful weekend. Friday night, the Golden Eagles defeated Oklahoma City in penalty kicks in the Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament Final. With the victory, JBU advances to the NAIA National Championships. It's the first SAC tournament title in the program's history and JBU's second ever automatic berth to the national tournament. The round of 32 is played at various host sites around the country and is scheduled for Saturday. And finally, the Arkansas men's and women's cross-country teams both won NCAA regional titles Friday. All seven runners on the women's team placed in the top 20 to win the NCAA South Central Regional and qualified for the NCAA National Championship. The men's cross-country team finished similarly, with five runners placing in the top 16 to earn all region honors and a spot in the national championship in Terre Haute, Indiana. The national championship will take place this Saturday. Tonight, expect clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with lows from the upper 30s to the lower 40s.